And that too, you're a useless cack. Sorry to say it to your face. Because you've never gone back.
No one has ever called me a useless cack before, but... Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Hey, Hussein, welcome back. How's it going?
Going well. Happy new week.
Yes, happy new week. this is a new month also. It's February, I guess.
Oh, the month of Valentine's Day, Keshav.
Yes, the month of, marketed love. And
so, if you celebrate Valentine's Day, then advance... greetings.
Yes. And, and all the best if you're single. Commiserations if you're in a relationship. All of that.
Yeah. So with that, Keshav, I think festival season is kind of coming to an end. No, there's nothing. No noteworthy festivals coming up.
I think Indian festival season never ends.
Yeah, but like the big ones. Season thoda slow ho.
The August September wala jo frenzy starts with Ganpati, for example. Yeah. So now I think Holi
will come in March. No.
March, I guess, ish. Mm. And then after that, I think a nice little gap between Holi and Ganpati for you to
recuperate.
Save some money to spend again.
Okay, so let's jump in, okay, Keshav? It's a slightly, I think it's a very topical story, but let's see where it goes, because we are also challenging ourselves. You know, this may get a little technical. And with that, let's see. We'll always find a problem to solve.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that I have you on this story with us, because you have the expertise. There's no way me coming in, I would not have the confidence to do this story without you.
Thank you. I'll try. You've put a lot of... Now I'm feeling pressured. Yeah, but...
please.
Let's try, okay? Because I have not followed the story closely. And even I'm kind of learning as we'll discover the article. But let's see. Okay? So, headline goes, goodbye Paytm Payments Bank? Yeah? And now the story. So, Paytm stock crashed by almost a whopping 40% this week. And it's all thanks to the RBI, which is the Reserve Bank of India. On Wednesday evening, the banking regulator issued a circular to Paytm Payments Bank. And through that circular, it has banned them from accepting any new monies into its payments bank accounts, digital wallets, and even FASTags.
Oh my God, not even FASTags.
Yeah. So no deposits, no top-ups, nothing can happen after the 29th of February. And Keshav, for someone who may not be familiar with FASTag, it is like a RFID tag that you chipka on your windscreen of the car.
For toll payments,
yeah. So...
And it was launched with a lot of fanfare, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it has officially become... The nationwide standard,
which is very good. So, customers can still withdraw their balances and spend money in their wallets freely. So, that's a relief.
But for the customer.
Yeah. But why did RBI deliver such a crushing blow to Paytm, you ask?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so this article, it's a Finshots article. So, fairly reliable, and it attempts to explain the story from the beginning. Yeah. So even for people who are outside India, who may not be familiar with Paytm, this is a great background. Now, in 2010, Paytm started as a platform to let people top up their mobile phone balance. By 2014, they had become a digital wallet platform where you could load money into the wallet and make payments to utility companies. So, electricity bill, phone bill, all of that.
Right.
Now, in 2015, RBI announced a new category of banks called payments banks. And Paytm applied for this license. Now, this license wouldn't give them the same permissions as a full-fledged bank. they couldn't raise massive deposits or lend money, but it was a start. Because if the payments bank ran smoothly for 5 years, it could get converted into a small finance bank. And that would mean Paytm could even get into the lucrative lending game. Okay?
Right. So is that the difference between an NBFC and a small finance bank?
No. So an NBFC is, again, different. A payments bank is different and a small finance bank is different.
Oh, okay, okay. So NBFC would be, say, even a UPI company, like PhonePe.
I don't think, I honestly don't know if they are registered as NBFCs. Because
what is an example of an NBFC?
So the full form is a non-banking financial company.
Right.
Usually, you know, the small, maybe the gold deposit, the gold loan companies.
Those guys, like Muthoot Finance.
Yeah.
Or a chit fund company.
Chit fund. Those guys are NBFCs. So, an NBFC is also regulated by the Reserve Bank, but way easier regulations.
Yeah. Right.
So, and even the things that they can do are very, very restricted.
Very restricted. Also, a lot of scams happen in that space.
Yeah, because lower regulations, you know, not that much monitoring, reporting, all of that. Yeah.
Right, right. So, if we were to start a Far From Fact chit fund, how difficult would it be?
It would be fairly easy because I'm guessing it would be full black. No? We wouldn't even...
Yeah, no. Snake kam mein deri kaise. Next year, this time, we'll be doing our own story. How we got caught.
We'll add it to our masterclass, our scam masterclass.
Scam masterclass. $3.99 only.
We had discussed this, no? We'll get people to buy it and there's no masterclass.
There is no masterclass. It's just a screenshot of our video call with that play button. Which is in the screen.
Or the loading button. Keshav.
Loading button. Dheeraj rakho.
So, okay, anyway. Now, so that was, the progress is great. No, so the RBI said, okay, payments bank. So payments bank, 5 saal achche se chalao, small finance bank mein convert ho jayega. Now, but it looks like the RBI was watching things very closely. While auditing the fintech's payment bank operations, the regulator found a big problem. So, 49% of Paytm Payments Bank is owned by 197 Communications that runs the Paytm brand. Now, the remaining 51% is held by Paytm's founder, Vijay Shekhar Sharma.
Wow.
And the regulator felt that there was no wall between the two entities. Money and data flowed easily even when they shouldn't.
Right. Hmm?
Now, RBI can't regulate Paytm since it is not a bank or an NBFC, which is 197 Communications. Yeah. So the holding company was not a bank nor an NBFC, so RBI couldn't regulate it. But it can regulate Paytm Payments Bank. So over the past couple of years, it gave the company multiple warnings. Now, this is, for instance, a snippet from an article from the Ken, which is again a very, very reliable source. The message was clear: disentangle from the tight coupling it has with Paytm. And the extent of entanglement was extensive. One can open Paytm Payments Bank only on the Paytm app. One can access funds from the bank only via the app. One can register or log into the bank only through the Paytm app. And the Paytm app drives the promotion and distribution of all of the bank services. Yeah, so these are examples of how closely linked Paytm, which is not a bank, not an NBFC, and the operations of Paytm Payments Bank were so tightly
entangled, as they're saying.
Now, and when the regulator found that Paytm Payments Bank didn't pay enough attention to its concerns, it finally cracked down on the company. Yeah, so Paytm right. Payments Bank was ghosting RBI.
Literally.
Yeah, so now RBI said, bahut ho gaya.
Both.
And they've...
And Paytm, the basic version of Paytm, the not the Paytm Bank, is what kind of an entity? That's...
It's just a fintech, probably, or tech company, you know, like any other...
Right, right. And Paytm Payments Bank is a...
RBI-regulated bank. Payments bank.
Proper bank.
Yeah, payments bank, which has very limited features.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what does all of this mean for Paytm? So, let's start with the Kirana store owner. Now, everything right. around him could be part of the Paytm ecosystem. The QR code right. for customers, the sound box that announces when a payment is received, and his bank account where he finally gets the credit.
Right.
And there are over 37 million merchants that use Paytm services. That means right. the payments bank rules the roost in the beneficiary bank segment for UPI. And nearly 25% of all UPI transactions end up credited to a Paytm Payments Bank account. Wow, that's
huge.
Huge. Yeah. I didn't know that, huh?
Yeah, like I thought Paytm was just a sucky brand.
Yeah, me too, man. I did not know. But again, you know, all of this is heavy capital investment, no? Because so my understanding of the UPI business is that it is very low margin. So imagine the amount of money they've had to invest to onboard the merchant, to get them to open the account, give them that device.
Yeah.
It will probably take them years in transaction
like compared to say phone pay.
Yeah.
They cover maybe 33% or more.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Of all UPI transactions in the country.
Wow.
And they have nothing as investment. Mm. Compared, like, the example that you gave.
Yeah.
Right? They've put in... There's no physical objects. Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah, so...
No onboarding costs.
Yeah, I don't know their model, but okay, yeah. Now, so, now all of that will have to change. As per an article in Money Control, Paytm will have to change the QR codes. Now, they will have to issue new QR codes and paste the new QR codes on the millions of soundbox devices wherever it is linked to Paytm's payment bank.
This is like remonetization.
Yeah.
It's like during demonetization, Paytm was their best friend. Now it's like katti ho gaya.
Yeah.
You know, just when, you know, you hear this a lot from cab drivers or, you know, they'll say, okay, mere gaadi mein ek foreigner tourist baitha. वो लोग को यकीन नहीं होता कि इंडिया में इतना अच्छा डिजिटल पेमेंट होता है यूपीआई होता है उनके देश में नहीं हो रहा जो इंडिया में हो रहा है एंड पीपल आर प्राउड ऑफ इट एंड वी शुड बी बिकॉज यू नो वी हैव क्रैक्ड डिजिटल पेमेंट बट देन अलोंग कम्स अ मूव लाइक दिस व्हेन सडनली ऑल क्यूआर कोड्स आर थ्रोन आउट ऑफ वैक
या मैन इट्स गोइंग टू बी बट यू नो व्हाट सो एट द कॉस्ट ऑफ नॉट इन जस्ट फिनिशिंग दिस थ्रेड आई फील देयर विल बी अ कॉम्पिटिटर स्मार्ट कॉम्पिटिटर हु विल स्वूप इन And capture a lot of this flux.
This space. Yeah? I feel, I'm just thinking out loud right away, okay? I know that QR code art is possible.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, QR code need not be boring as a grid. You can make things out of it. It need not even be in that square.
Square, yeah.
It can be anything. So, I feel like the first person who figures out that, hey, people now know and trust QR codes.
Yeah.
If you reinvent just the shape and delivery of that design, you might be able to capture something.
Wow. Yeah. Like, imagine if you can scan the person's face only and automatically it goes to their bank account.
Their bank account. That will be super.
Wow.
And if it was body part, then I'll go for something else.
Depends on the service you're offering, Keshav.
Yeah.
Because if I go to buy eggs and you tell me to scan your ass.
And then you have to like, you know, you have to unzip your pants. It's too much for
it's
eggs.
It's too much. Yeah, so now, in the meantime, okay, so to continue the article, in the meantime, they have to ask all the merchants to move their beneficiary accounts from Paytm Payments Bank to another bank. That's probably not going to go down too well with a Kirana store owner.
Yeah, imagine the paperwork. No? Yeah. Everybody has to do KYC. Everybody has to go through that nonsense all over again.
Yeah, and this is what I said, right? So the article says if they anyway have to migrate, they might even end up trying one of Paytm's peers such as PhonePe. Yeah, what we anticipated.
Yeah.
Now, so now what about UPI transactions that you and I make over Paytm? So, if you read media reports, you'll see that everyone's claiming that the segment will take a hit. Whereas some research firms say that we expect no immediate impact to their UPI business. Okay. So, how does now this is a good explanation of the UPI ecosystem and how does that work?
Right.
So Paytm, the article says, doesn't run its show as a third-party application provider, which is TPAP, meaning that it's not simply a user-facing app that offers UPI services while working with a bank in the background. Whereas that is what Google Pay and PhonePe do.
Right.
Yeah, because Paytm has its own payments banking license, it works directly with this license and controls key parts of the UPI journey.
Right.
But now that tie will have to be severed. So Paytm needs to get its TPAP, which is third-party application provider credentials, in order before the 29th of Feb and work with a bank for UPI transactions. And this seems doable. But if it faces an unforeseen issue, things can go wrong. And again, that will be a big hiccup. Okay, so just to...
So this article was written well before the 29th of February. No, it's written just now.
It's written just now when the RBI said no more taking deposits. So
they have this month, basically.
Yeah, which I think is enough time to figure this out. But I think it's a good explanation. So apps like Google Pay, PhonePe, you know, also all the other payments apps that let you transact using UPI, they don't have their own payments bank in place.
Yeah, like PhonePe, I think, works on Yes Bank largely.
Yeah, Google Pay is sometimes SBI.
Multiple banks.
Yeah. So, cool. Now, the next question is if customers panic and try to withdraw all their monies, can Paytm meet the requests? So, the article says that ideally, yes. Okay, because this becomes a big problem. No, whenever you hear a rumor, Yes Bank, for example, quite some time back, it was involved in a big scam.
Massive scam.
So everyone goes and their first thing is, I want to withdraw all the money from my bank. And then what happens is the bank is not prepared. Their business model doesn't allow
it's
them
trust.
To...
It's trust. Based on trust.
Yeah. So because the trust is gone, suddenly everyone wants to withdraw their money. And the bank is screwed because they don't have that much money just lying around for everyone.
Yeah. We'll tolerate a bank that does not work.
Ah.
But we'll not, like SBI, we'll not tolerate a bank
where there's no trust. Beautifully put. Yeah. So now the article says that whenever there's a run on a bank, which is when lots of customers demand all their cash back, the problem is simple. The bank gets deposits from customers. That's the bank's liability. And it takes these deposits and loans out a large chunk of it. That is the bank's asset. But the bank can't run to the doorstep of the borrowers and demand for early repayment. So the bank is left without enough assets to repay all those liabilities. Okay, just what we described just now, what we explained right now.
Yeah.
Now, in Paytm's case, fortunately, they aren't in the lending business. So, the Paytm, the payments bank license doesn't allow them to lend in the first place.
So, there's no question of NIM kind of thing like they have in the case of proper banks.
Yes. yes. Yeah.
Which
so
is, see, this is me showing off now.
Yeah,
see,
NIM. I was like, it, wow.
Yeah. See, for our lesser informed listeners.
For all the peasants who are listening.
For all you peasants out there who don't have CA friends.
Keshav, can you please elaborate on NIM?
Chalo, let me try. This is like, you know, it's the guy simple. Outside Sukh Sagar coaching classes who's trying to start his own classes. When he'll be better off with Sukh Sagar restaurant. So my attempt, okay, here goes.
Yeah. What is the full His form? If you can describe the full form, you'll
definitely...
Full form definitely...
only, I would be foot in the door. Okay. Okay. Foot, full form itself, okay. Full form, I think, is net interest margin.
There you go. Are yeah.
Super.
And if you've described the full form, you will be able to explain what it is.
Thank you for this confidence. Thank you. Great. So, I think a bank makes money by... So, a bank does two things. One is it lends money and one is it attracts deposits.
Yes.
Takes people's money.
Yes.
It gives a certain interest to people who deposit money and it charges a certain interest to people who borrow that
money. Yeah.
And the difference in these two interest percentages ka averages is the profit.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Aray. Move over Uday Kotak.
Generational DNA information versus me who just walked in and be like, step aside.
You've explained it very well. That's how a bank makes money. And in fact, that's how a bank's profitability is gauged. If a bank has a high net interest margin, usually it means that it is more profitable.
More
because
profitable.
It is able to get money cheaply and lend it out at a higher rate.
Right.
So anyway, because Paytm Payments Bank does not do the lending
part.
The guess is that even if everyone wants to remove their money, they should be able to honor it because
there's no panic as such.
Yeah. So now to conclude, we need to address the elephant in the room, which is how bad is it looking for Paytm's bottom line. Now, the fintech itself says it's a hit of around 300 to 500 crore annually to their EBITDA. And for context, Paytm was expected to make close to 600 crores of adjusted EBITDA in FY24. So it could mean a potential wipeout of a significant part of the earnings now.
Right. And EBITDA is basically...
The full form is
earnings before interest and tax and all that.
Yeah. It's a measure of profitability, to put it simply. EBITDA is a measure of profitability. Yeah. And and then that's kind of it. The RBI. So again, what happens is this may delay the company reaching profitability. Anyway, it was not profitable since it listed. And now if this happens...
So
the profitability. Yeah. And the thing is that banking and lending partnerships are based on trust. You believe the ones you're working with are doing appropriate due diligence and their governance practices are robust. But the RBI has pointed out that it's concerned about governance lapses at the Paytm house. And global investment houses, Jefferies and Macquarie, are both worried that it could end up spooking some of Paytm's lending partners. They might even limit the business they do with the fintech. And if that were to happen, it would be a big blow to Paytm indeed.
Right. So there is, this story is not over.
Yeah, of course, story is very fresh. And
it's far from over. It's going to go on for a while. No? Clearly, they've run out of favor with the powers that be.
I wouldn't put it that way because my reading of this, okay, is that I still believe that the Reserve Bank of India, and I think I've mentioned this on the podcast also before, is the last remaining pillar. Institution or body that I have faith in.
Okay? It's the last pillar, no, in this
entire thing. Even above the Supreme Court, I have more faith in the Reserve Bank of India. So, I feel like what may have happened is when the move to demonetization and all of that was happening, even they recognized that the ecosystem needs to move. So, they may have given time and benefit of doubt to these Paytm. New entrants. And Paytm being one of the earliest movers. Now, they've given them enough time and they are finally saying, bus ho gaya, you can't ignore us anymore.
Right. Too much of a free rein was given. That is kind of over now. So, others who complied are not being wrapped. Paytm is the only one who kind of did not comply or tried to become too much of a monolith.
Right. And also what happens is, you know, I feel in this case is because it is so big, often the RBI's biggest worry is there are these institutions.
Monopolistic called, sort of.
Yeah, too big to fail. And you know, when a company becomes that scale, more people potentially can be impacted by it going bad.
Right.
So it becomes even more important for the RBI to make sure that those big guys are well monitored and well regulated.
Because then it's become like a snowball effect.
Yeah. If they get screwed, millions of people get affected. Whereas if it is a small localized company or player.
Right. That's very well explained, you know, the RBI's interest in large organizations being clean. Now, this is possibly after like the Ayodhya verdict story, one of our most intense discussions on just what the story itself is.
I know. And it's taken a while to complete the article itself.
So now that you know, as listeners, what we want to do now, I guess, is... try and see what we can, I don't know, address or solve here.
So, see, you know, I'll tell you, okay, why I never, a personal story. Paytm has IPO'd, when did they IPO? I think 2-3 years back.
Couple of years, post-COVID, but right after that.
And I never ever bought the stock, okay? It IPO'd and it has been, I think, I may be wrong, but it never even touched its IPO price. So,
to date, huh?
Yeah, since listing, it has always been below its IPO price. So many people ka cut gaya hai. Many retail investors.
This reminds me of that American phrase, dumb money. Like that movie, you know. It's literally that. It's like, oh, you know, foreign investors are exiting. Great. There are some Indian retail investors, unka kaat lo.
Yeah, but so anyway, the company listed, okay? And As you know, I try and look for good stocks to buy, you know. And Paytm never, like, even though it was always below its IPO price, I never even looked at it. And I'll tell you why, okay?
Oh, great. I think this is the sweet spot of today's episode, I feel.
Okay, okay.
Drum roll.
So, I have transacted on Paytm. Right. And this was, I think, in 2016-15. They were there since 2010, like the article.
Very early. One of the earliest UPI entrants.
And, you know, randomly in 2016 or 15, I was looking for a sound system. For my... We bought a new TV, I remember.
Right. And you wanted a sound speaker or a bar or a...
Yeah. I wanted a sound system for that. And randomly at that time, there was this thing called Paytm Mall that was happening.
Right.
And I checked everywhere, okay? I checked Amazon, I checked Flipkart, all the usual places.
Yeah.
Chroma. And then there was this Paytm Mall that was selling things, a sound system that was otherwise in other places, Amazon, etc., costing about 16,000. Paytm was selling it for like 13,000. And then other additional cashback, ye wo sab mila ke, it was coming to 12,000.
Wow. That's a big margin.
Big margin.
Big savings.
Yeah. And I jumped at the opportunity. I bought it. I'm using that till today.
Oh, wow.
I'm very happy with that purchase.
Yeah, man.
But I just realized that how is this payments company offering these kinds of...
They are buying customers.
Yeah, they are buying. And at what cost? No,
so very
imagine.
High cost. Hmm. And that too, you're a useless CAC. Sorry to say it to your face. Because you've never gone back.
No one has ever called me a useless CAC before, but... For Keshav Custom, for listeners, CAC is customer acquisition cost. Yeah,
yeah, so, and they spent, Paytm technically spent 4,000 rupees or more to buy Hussain's loyalty.
Yeah. Hmm.
But they didn't get it.
So that's why I'm a useless CAC. But Keshav, that way, no, I think many Indians are useless CACs.
That's true. All of us are.
You're right.
Our loyalty comes from very fickle reasons.
It doesn't come very hard.
It comes from some sort of emergency situation.
Yeah.
And a call center person has spoken the right word at the right time combination.
Hmm.
That kind of thing. But otherwise...
Yeah. Very difficult to buy our loyalty.
Yeah. Hmm. We expect to be pacified even as customers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so long story short, you know, I got such a good deal and that just made me think that if a company is doing this and selling electronics is not even its primary business model.
Yeah.
So how are they doing
how
this?
How are you in this you know, business on the side?
So
that was enough for you to say, okay, fine, this is not a company that is going to make money quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Because they were just spreading themselves so thin. They were trying to do everything.
Yeah.
And often those companies, you know, end up burning a lot of investor money. And very difficult.
I think they wanted to be like an Alibaba.
Yeah. They wanted to be many things. Because I think Vijay Shekhar Sharma spent some time in China or something, no?
I think so, yeah.
Because one of his investors is also Chinese, no?
Yeah. Earlier... I think when SoftBank exited, it was a Chinese company that bought.
Okay. Yeah, probably Alibaba Group only, if I remember.
Yeah, maybe. Correct.
Or is it Ant?
Ant Group.
Ant Group is the Ali. It's the same, no? Because
oh, it's Ant, the same thing, is it? Ant is their parent.
I think Ant is the parent of Alibaba.
And they've been in since 2015.
Hmm. So you're right.
So there is a threat there, no? If a Chinese company owns such a big part, there's no data transparency, we would naturally be worried.
Yeah. But that aside, you know, forget the China angle. I feel like the RBI has done, like I said, you know, when these companies become big, there's more at risk. So that becomes very
And it's important. One man who owns everything.
Yeah. So anyway, to wrap up my... problem. It was a very small thing, but you know, that incident, and I gained a lot as a consumer. I got a great deal. I'm still using that sound system today.
Thank you, Vijay Shekhar Sharma.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Alibaba Ant Group,
all these
SoftBank,
everybody. Sabne thoda thoda dala.
But I will never buy Paytm stock, at least given things, given how things are today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think to be fair to them, they were also in the right place at the right time. If they could have focused and if they could have just done those two or three things well, I don't think they would have been in the mess that they are in today.
They are in today. And do you feel like people can write them off? Or do you think they can still come back?
Hard to say. I feel like if they... You know, man, given how fiercely competitive things are today, I feel like what will happen is it may be a gradual write-off.
Erosion.
Gradual erosion. You know, like Vodafone... Vodafone is still languishing.
Kicked and screamed. They're not giving up. And not only that, they found another player who's not giving up. Both of them are slowly tripping their way into the grave.
And I am a Vodafone user also to this day.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I am, because I really like their network. Okay. I find...
Yeah, in the cities, it's good. Yeah.
It's good. So, like Vodafone, okay, what happened? I feel like Paytm
may go
down that path.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I feel like given how... Like, there are benefits to being friends with the government.
Mm-hmm.
So, if let's say they figure out a way where they attract investment that is not Chinese.
Okay.
And then they are suddenly back in, you know, in the good books of the government, so to speak.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm saying. I guess what I'm saying is that it's too soon to write them off.
Mm. Okay. I hope. Because, you know, again, Paytm was, I think, one of the first startups to list, no, in India.
Yeah, so
it was a very good moment for the Indian startup scene, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because after Paytm, then Zomato listed and...
A lot of the others.
Now
yeah.
All the others have started listing. So from that point of view also...
They are pioneering.
They are pioneers. I have a problem, okay, that we can potentially solve. See,
great.
Because,
great.
You know, Keshav, we've concluded that we don't have any loyalty.
We don't.
So, if you and I were appointed by, say, PhonePay to say that, look, ye problem chal raha hai, capture, never let a good disaster go to waste. There's a quote like that, no?
Wow, what a quote. Is yeah. This like a Warren Buffett?
No, I think it's a very political, in the political world, they right. say that never let a good disaster or some version of that
right.
go to waste. Okay. So if we were appointed by, say, PhonePay, they came to us and told us, how can we now capture these 25 million or how many ever merchants as yeah. quickly as possible so that they become PhonePay customers and they move from Paytm.
Right. I just Googled it. Sorry. I have yeah. to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently it was Winston Churchill.
Winston
that.
Churchill. Yeah. So political, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was it? The exact quote?
The exact quote was, you were right. I mean, it's that, it says, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Crisis. That's the word. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think if we were appointed by PhonePay,
yeah.
What can we do that will get all those 25 crore or million merchants to just...
Retained.
No, to move to PhonePay.
Oh, so we are competition and we want to take advantage.
Advantage, yeah, because it's a crisis and we want to take advantage of the crisis.
So, I love that PhonePay has approached us.
Yeah.
I love. For starters, thank you. For inviting us to this fictitious project and sharing a fictitious purchase order. We'll be raising a fictitious invoice and you can transfer money to our fictitious bank account. Great. Now that I'm loving this space we've occupied.
Okay, okay.
So, we have to help PhonePay to basically just be vultures.
Swiftly. Yeah, vultures.
Swift predators.
Mm-hmm.
Like a kite sitting on a rooftop.
Mm.
Just ready to swoop in.
Swoop in. Just that rabbit peeps out of the hole and...
and gone.
Gone.
Man, this gets me so excited.
Imagine our excitement over a completely made-up scenario, Keshav.
Yeah. Like
so pure.
We are so pure, so innocent. We'll work for just nothing. Like imagine what will happen if somebody dangled a real carrot in front of us. We'll to become slaves. Yeah.
So, yeah, what do we need to do? Okay, so these guys, these merchants, all their bank accounts are also Paytm payments.
Yeah.
Let's just assume that all the back end is taken care of because that's not our area of expertise.
Back end is basically the KYC.
The KYC, all that.
So, that is like, say, a week's worth of work.
Yeah. We need mental and psychological buy-in. from the merchant that Paytm khatam, abhi phone pe pe aane ka hai.
Yeah, I think the best way to attack some situation like this is a simple rumor.
Oh wow, okay.
Because everything is on WhatsApp.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure all the merchants are in some way connected to each other through WhatsApp. Now, if we just inject a well-timed, which is now, rumor about how all the money in the Paytm's bank is already on its way to China through a tunnel.
Oh.
Tunnel bana raha hai log.
Okay.
Surang khod rahe. China is actually digging the tunnel.
Okay.
Vijay Shekhar Sharma and Paytm are helping them from this side.
Okay.
And the tunnel is currently under Nepal.
Okay.
And your money is already there.
There. Wow.
Jaldi nikalo paisa. Haan. To tumhara paisa chala jayega.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. And then we can use good graphics and videos.
Yeah.
This is the storytelling tool. The brief.
Okay.
Based on this, now we can come up with campaigns for the rumors.
Okay. I had another idea. Yeah. Okay. So, see, what we know is that all of these people have that sound box.
Huh.
What if we can hack into the sound box? And make
them make
some announcements.
Mandarin. It starts speaking in Mandarin. Ni hao. Chi vai. 20 rupees. Man, that will really psych people out. If suddenly you're hearing announcements that are not
there. Not in Hindi or in English.
Not even in Hindi, yeah. And I'm sure that setting is possible.
Possibly.
You don't even have to do anything.
Yeah, and if we hack into that whole system,
yeah.
I was thinking make announcements that influence the people to migrate to PhonePay only. Imagine.
Straight, it's an ad.
Straight, yeah, an ad.
Oh, wow. So instead of that announcer saying Paytm pe 40 rupees prapt hai, Paytm ke machine pe, phone pe par, aur isse phone pe par 40 rupees prapt hai. Goodbye Paytm. In that same announcement only.
And that jingle, no Paytm karo, that should also change to make it Paytm mat karo or
Paytm
something.
Mat karo. Paytm band karo.
Paytm maro.
Paytm maro. Oh God, this really sounds like PhonePay has paid us.
So just imagine if they actually pay us, what can we do?
Yes. Phir toh we will go out there with machetes.
But great, no? This hacking the soundbox.
I love hacking the soundbox idea. It's, in fact, hacking the soundbox can be sinister. Like, I feel, hack it in a way where at midnight, all the machines go together.
Oh.
So, okay, maybe people are not in their shops. So, maybe at a certain time in the afternoon.
12 p.m.
12 p.m. exactly.
Imagine if you're walking through like a market and there's
and
just
all
a
the
choir.
Machines.
There's like a choir happening.
Yeah.
No?
Paytm maro. Echoing through the market.
Wow, man. That actually be beautiful. No?
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking, Keshav? Another funny situation. If, say, Paytm goes bust, okay?
Yeah.
And the whatever recovery has to be made, they start repossessing those sound boxes.
But you know what? There's a good use for that.
Okay.
They can sell it to like a bad political party that doesn't have funds for, you know, like maybe Congress.
For the big speakers.
Big speakers. You know, 100 speakers mila ke ek bada speaker.
Yeah, so, but Keshav, you know, I still wish all the best to Paytm.
Yeah, because, I feel they'll come out of it.
Yeah, because like I said, it's one of the first Indian startups to list and all of that.
Yeah.
And man, I feel like, again, you know, the beautiful thing, okay, is that this completes the cycle, which is a healthy sign for any ecosystem.
Hmm.
So if you look at Byju's, if you look at Paytm now.
The fall of the unicorn.
Yeah, because the cycle is completed. No, now you can't just have startups that are successful. Keep you need going. Failures also.
Yeah.
So it's a healthy sign, I feel, for the ecosystem overall.
Yeah, well put, man. That's very well summed up.
Yeah. So
if you've invested money, like we said, take care of yourself.
Yeah, please.
If you have money even in the wallets, then it's okay. Then be reckless. Kya jata hai? Yeah. Little bit of money in a wallet can't kill you.
Can't kill you, yeah.
If you see an offer on speakers, now don't buy because chances are they're selling you those sound boxes. Hussein got lucky because that was early on. Today, don't go buy speakers from Paytm.
And imagine the only thing you can play on that is like these 12 rupees prapt hue.
Prapt hue. Kuch bhi bolega, yehi aayega. It's like a parrot. They should just replace those machines with parrots.
Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for listening, everyone, and we hope to see you guys soon. In the meantime, do like, share, and subscribe. Tell all your friends about us.
Yeah, and you know, let us know if you like these topics. So, if you like us covering topics that are causing big national news.
Yeah, like topical news stories.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. Maybe this time's poll, what we'll do is we'll do the other two stories. And you tell us which of these stories you would have liked.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
So one is the Paytm story and the other two stories that we were considering.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so thank you for listening. And you can follow us on Instagram and also Spotify.
Yeah, and you can also rate us on iTunes and on Spotify.
Yeah, and lastly, and you can contribute. Yes. There's a UPI link in the show notes and a PayPal.
Not Paytm.
It's not Paytm. Yeah. Please
send us money.
If Keshav listeners have money in their Paytm wallets and
that
they
you want
don't
to get
know,
rid of.
Yeah, just send this it is, to this.
This is called siphoning. Pura, all the Paytm listeners, wherever tumhara wallet mein paisa atka hua hai, for a small fee, we'll clean it for you.
Yes.
No, we're not cleaning anything. We just want it.
We just want it, yeah. Our fee is 100%.
100%, ma.
Yeah.
Which is down from 110, no?
Yeah. 10% discount.
Discount.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.